Today I'd like to talk to you about one of my favorite basketball players back in the day, Alex English, born January 5th, 1954 in Columbia, South Carolina. He attended the University of South Carolina in Columbia from 1972 to 1976, and he started every game over that four-year career and is arguably the first African-American sports star at the school. The man could just flat-out score. 6'7", 190 pounds. Drafted in the second round, the 23rd pick overall in 1976, selected by the Milwaukee Bucks. He played for the Bucks, the Pacers, the Nuggets, and then the Mavericks. He was an 8-time NBA All-Star. He was a 3-time All-NBA second team. The J. Walter Kennedy Citizenship Award in 1988. NBA Scoring Champion in 1983. His number 2 is retired by the Denver Nuggets. And his number 22 is retired by the University of South Carolina. 25,613 points for a 21.5 points per game average. 6,538 rebounds for a 5.5 rebounds per game average. And 4,351 assists for a 3.6 assists per game average. He's made both the Basketball Hall of Fame as a player and the College Basketball Hall of Fame, where he was inducted in 2006. I loved watching Alex English play. It seemed that he could score at any spot and was just a joy to watch. Right now, he's been a color analyst for the SEC Network, and he's also been an active participant in Sports United Sports Envoy Program for the United States Department of State. Something that stands out in my mind was how quietly he took care of business. Back when I first got married, on our honeymoon, my wife and I went to Denver, Colorado, and we watched the Nuggets play the Mavericks in a game, and Mark Aguirre is playing for the Mavericks, and English was a part of the Denver Nuggets, and he was silently scoring easily on the Mavericks. I like that name Nugget because it goes back to a time where people were mining for gold. And if somebody could just find a nugget, they could be very, very rich because gold has such value. It reminds me of some verses in the Psalms, Psalm 19, beginning at verse 7. It says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether." Listen to this, verse 10. "More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb." He goes on and says, "Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward." And so why would he compare the words of Scripture, the words of the law, to being something that is even more to be desired than gold? Because you and I know, when we stop and think about it, if there's somebody who's living with the wisdom from the Word of God, and they may not have a lot of money, they're living a quality life. And there are people that have, they could have loads of gold, but be foolish people. And when it's all said and done, they could die lonely and in a eternal destiny that would be horrible. So where does this word catch you today? Alex English was a player for the Denver Nuggets, and he was gold when he played. Gold to watch. He did the job. They get that name because there's value to a nugget of gold. What are you placing your value in? I want my value to be placed in the words of truth from the Word of God. And so just as Alex English had deep, deep value to the city of Denver, the Word of God has nugget after nugget after nugget that when mined and put into action has such great value.